The rest of the story. It was the night before New Year's Eve at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, and it seemed more like a war than a cultural event. The production schedule for that evening was a new play by an unknown dramatist named Thomas Lanier. The work was entitled Battle of Angels. But the only battling which very nearly broke out was in the audience. The play was materially provocative to begin with. It was about a handsome young drifter who settles in a small town and seduces half of the female population. And then after a couple of hours of sex and blasphemy, a surge of savage violence. The central character, who has impregnated the wife of his employer, is incinerated. Right there on stage, incinerated with a blowtorch wielded by the jealous husband. But that night, something unanticipated, yet doubtless merciful, happened. In rehearsal, there had not been enough smoke to suggest the blowtorch murder, so extra smoke pots were brought in for the premiere. As it turned out, far too many smoke pots. And in moments, the Wilbur Theater was engulfed in a thick, black, suffocating fog. The well-dressed and highly proper Bostonian theater-goers, on the verge of their own violent protest of this prurient play, were at once choking and wheezing and scrambling for the exits. Well, miraculously, nobody was asphyxiated that night. But Thomas Lanier, the provocative playwright, was very nearly crucified. And needless to say, his play, Battle of Angels, closed hurriedly. It was replaced by a more acceptable piece of stagecraft. The play's producers did something then unprecedented, and I don't know that it's ever happened since. The producers, fearing reprisals, promptly dispatched apologetic letters to subscribers. Can you imagine the producers of the play writing personal letters to everybody in the audience apologizing? Quote, "The play was more of a disappointment to us than to you," they wrote. Well, you'd think that was that. But this is the rest of the story. Tom Lanier somehow kept writing plays. And often he would write those plays on scraps of paper, scrolled into a beat-up old portable typewriter. But eventually, somehow, his work found a most admiring audience. For out of that beat-up old typewriter came such masterpieces as The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, Sweet Bird of Youth, A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Of course, for most of half a century now, the world of theater has revered the work of Thomas Lanier without knowing it, because he renamed himself Tennessee Williams. But now you have seen how his most incredible career almost went up in smoke, now that you know the rest of the story.